Well, as we approach the holiday, I hope you had a great first part of your holiday with the weekend, and now we get closer to the 4th of July coming up tomorrow. A lot of folks are enjoying some of the staples that we like so much when we get together as groups, and one of those things would be hot dogs or other cased meats, and we're going to talk about that today. The National Hot Dog and Sausage Council's Eric Mittenthal is with us here today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Love to talk hot dogs.
Is this the most important time of the year for the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council?
It is. July is National Hot Dog Month, which makes sense because July is when we eat the most hot dogs. Americans are expected to eat 150 million hot dogs on July 4th alone, and it goes hand in hand with Independence Day. It's an all-American food to celebrate and a great American holiday.
150 million hot dogs on the 4th of July. That sounds like a lot. That's like one for every other American. That's a lot of hot dogs.
It is, yeah. And, you know, people are firing up their grills all over the country, and you just have to have a hot dog when you do that. And so it's no surprise that every other American is eating a hot dog just about.
Okay, why hot dogs? Why are they so popular?
Well, it's something that we all grew up with. It's a food that harkens us back to our childhood, and we feed it to our children today. And so it's just a food that really spans the course of our lives and brings back great memories of events past, and certainly associating it with the 4th of July is a perfect example of that.
Well, I think hot dogs are probably pretty high up there on the list of some of the most favorite foods for mothers around the country because it's something easy that they know their kids will probably enjoy.
Yeah, and for fathers too. My daughter loves a good hot dog. And I know she's going to be very excited. She's getting hot dogs on this 4th of July, so it'll be a good day for her.
Yep, good comfort food. And that's probably why they're so popular, because we all seem to have grown up on them, so therefore we just kind of take it with us later on in life.
That's right.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit. Now, I meant up front, let's talk a little bit more about, because we're talking specifically about hot dogs, but it's the Hot Dog and Sausage Council. So do you deal with all kinds of cased meats?
We do, yeah. Any sort of hot dog or sausage, and even your salamis and bolognese, those fit into the sausage category as well. And so we love all kinds of cased meats. July is hot dog month, but certainly if you're eating a sausage this month, we say go for it. It's a great addition to a barbecue as well.
So things like bratwurst.
Bratwurst, Italian sausages, chorizos, you name it. If it's an encased meat, we are all about it. Has to have meat, though. That's the important thing.
That's right, yeah. Well, I know a lot of folks in Iowa are going to be eating a lot of bratwurst this weekend, too, so that's right up that same alley. Very good. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about hot dogs specifically, because we have this love affair with hot dogs here in this country. In fact, I think the old saying goes, baseball, hot dogs, and you know what. But we talk so much about that, and so many folks will get together here this weekend. But oddly enough, there are plenty of different types of hot dogs out there, correct?
Yeah, one of the great things about hot dogs is that no matter where you are in the country, it might be a little bit different. So each region has its own regional hot dog style, and so what you're eating there in Iowa might be different from what you're eating on the East Coast, and then that's different from what you're eating in the South or the West Coast. And so it's the varieties out there are, you know, they're all delicious, but they're all a little different, and that's part of what gives the hot dog its special cultural value as well.
And it really is a thing in some places. You can tell when you've gotten to Chicago, you know what a Chicago dog is. There's more of everything else, I think, than the dog on those things. But everybody, every region of the country has something different. Do you like to try something different like that when you go out traveling?
Absolutely, yeah. I really like enjoying the different regional flavors. Whenever I'm in a different part of the country, I want to try that region's hot dog because you know that usually there's a lot of pride behind that as well. So you know it's going to be a very good hot dog. You know they're going to do it well and show off how much they love their hot dog. And it's just great to try the different flavors. And every region really does a very good job with them. I haven't found one that I disliked so far, so that's a good thing.
And they're all made a little differently, the hot dog itself.
Yeah, the hot dogs can be a little different as well. Some are more beef, some are more pork. They may have a natural casing, or some are not. They'll have a skinless casing. So, you know, a lot of different ways you can do it, and so we see that kind of pop up in different parts of the country depending on where you are.
And I've seen that you've got a bit of a survey here, too, that kind of shows what type of hot dog is the favorite amongst Americans.
Yeah, we just did a survey and found that Americans love beef hot dogs is the number one choice, as their preference, with pork coming in second. And the surprise there for me was that there really wasn't a lot of regional differences in terms of the beef versus pork. I think historically we've seen pork more popular in the South, and you're much more likely to find pork hot dogs in the South. but overall people prefer beef pretty consistently nationwide.
What part of the country do they eat turkey hot dogs?
Well, turkey is not as popular, and there wasn't really a specific region there either. That's just a hot dog variety that has become more well-known in recent years, and certainly for people looking for a little bit of a different flavor, the turkey hot dogs have become popular, and that was the third choice.
Yeah, that's one I've not seen before in the stores here. Pork and beef are pretty common around these parts. And I'm
you see
sure
more and more poultry hot dogs being available as people tend to be, those hot dogs tend to be maybe a little bit lower in fat, and so people who are looking to eat a lower fat diet might be going for those poultry hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can see that. Well, very good. And I suppose ballparks are probably pretty popular places for hot dogs. They really help to juice those numbers a little bit, don't they?
Yeah, you can't go to a ball game without enjoying a hot dog, and we do a survey every year of how many hot dogs that Major League Baseball fans will be eating during the season, and this year we found that it'll be 19 million hot dogs over the course of the baseball season at Major League ballparks. We don't know about the minor leagues, but that's a lot of hot dogs that can span from coast to coast, and if you laid them all end to end, and it's just part of a staple of baseball. It's one thing you have to enjoy when you go to a baseball game.
Wow, yeah, you talk about major leagues, minor leagues. Well, at college baseball, we just finished up the College World Series here just down the road in Omaha just a week or so ago. Lots of dogs served there. Anybody who has kids involved in summer activities, if they're heading out to baseball and softball diamonds to follow their kids, you know you're eating your fair share of hot dogs during the summer.
Yeah, hit the concession stand. You know they're going to be inexpensive, so it's not going to bust your wallet. Get some hot dogs for the kids and the family, and it's a satisfying meal that everyone will enjoy.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I want to talk this next question that you had there, too. This was interesting. I found this one a little tough to believe there. It said that you've got a survey out there about, because hot dogs are best enjoyed with friends, you were saying. So who would you like to share a hot dog with of all the famous people, past and present? You had a question out there. The results shocked me. Did they shock you?
I wasn't that surprised. I figured our winner would end up near the top, and it was Betty White, 95 years old, and she has said she enjoys hot dogs on the set of her TV shows. And so when she has a break for lunch, she has a hot dog pretty regularly, and so we included her in the survey, and we included folks who have some sort of tie to hot dogs. So Betty White has said she loves hot dogs. The second choice was actually a tie between Oscar Mayer, the hot dog magnate, who has a very well-known brand of hot dogs, and then Babe Ruth, who is a baseball legend, who was known to consume a few hot dogs back in his day as well. So those were the second and third choices.
he would whistle at the concessionaire to come down to the dugout and grab a couple of hot dogs from him during the game. Yeah, he was a hot dog lover. No
and
doubt
rumor has
that.
It he would scarf down hot dogs in between a doubleheader and never slowed them down.
It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me a bit. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. A lot of folks, who doesn't like Betty White, for heaven's sakes? That's an easy one anyway. Well, the hot dog time of the year, now we get to this time, and everybody has their own way of creating a hot dog. We talked about some of the different hot dogs you can buy different places, but you know, when you go to a backyard barbecue, Eric, you're seeing all kinds of stuff. It's not just the traditional ketchup, mustard, maybe a little relish. You get all kinds of things on a dog.
Yeah, lots of different options these days. I actually had one today that included bacon and sloppy joe sauce and cheese dust.
Interesting.
little bit of a different combination. It was being offered by a restaurant here in Washington, D.C., and it was tasty. It was an interesting combination of flavors, and it worked pretty well.
Well, and it doesn't matter how they like them as long as they keep liking them, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and I saw another note here about the survey, too. It talked about whether you prefer the natural casing or a skinless hot dog. And I guess I don't see many skinless hot dogs around here, but that's catching on.
Yeah, and the skinless hot dogs, you're more likely to find in the grocery store. I think more restaurants are going to be serving the natural casing, but most people prefer natural casing. But skinless hot dogs were pretty popular as well. There wasn't a really strong preference there, but natural casing won out with the people who we surveyed.
Very good. Well, we know they're going to be eating their hot dogs here during the course of this longer holiday weekend. I guess we include today and tomorrow as part of that holiday weekend, too, with tomorrow being the 4th of July. So many people extending that out and enjoying some good barbecue time. So, and they're also easy. Sometimes you can stand over the grill for a long, long time. Hot dogs, yeah, you can have them ready relatively quickly.
Yeah, you don't have to spend a lot of time cooking them. Just get them nice and steamed up. And if you want to go a little heavier in the cooking, you can. But you don't have to, and it cooks up quick and feeds all the hungry people quickly.
Yep, that's the other thing too. There are a bunch of ways to cook them too. Grill, you can do all kinds of different things with them. So they're just easy and very flexible. Very good. Well, Eric, thank you so much for your time here today. And hey, I hope you enjoy a hot dog here on the 4th of July.
Thanks for having me. I hope everyone enjoys hot dogs as well.